We have been covering in detail EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, a clarification to the Clean Water Act that EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy claims would allow farmers the certainty to farm the way they need to. And now we have Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's thoughts on the issue.
First and foremost, the EPA made a real effort to point out that normal farming practices are not impacted, not affected by this rule. The ag industry asked for a rule as opposed to guidance. The EPA listened and responded to that so that things could be clarified. We encouraged EPA, and EPA accepted our encouragement and our suggestion that specific conservation practices for which there may have been confusion about whether it was in or out or whether you had to notify or get permit, that 56 specific conservation practices now clearly state you don't require notification, doesn't require permit. That number can increase. They've been quite insistent that this doesn't expand jurisdiction. It doesn't expand jurisdiction over ditches. And I think there is the need for us to continue to listen, continue to educate people about what this is and what it isn't.
But despite all the affirmations regarding the proposal, the ag sector is still skeptical, with fears that the rule will have dire consequences for farmers and ranchers across the country, which is why many have joined American Farm Bureau Federation's Ditch the Rule campaign, an effort that Farm Bureau Chief Lobbyist Dale Moore says has garnered the attention of more than 230 lawmakers, who have all expressed support by co-signing a letter to EPA to withdraw the rule.
It shows clearly that they, too, have concerns. They're hearing from everybody that has some kind of economic activity that requires some work on the land could have a very dramatic and negative impact from this rule should it go into force.
Stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will keep you apprised of this ongoing issue. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.